A chair should be a chair, right? More chair the chair is, better chair the chair is, right? You, more animal you are, worse you are. Because you're not supposed to be the animal, you're supposed to be the human one. So, your ego is the bad part of you, because your ego is the animal part of you, the logical part of you, right? That's the problem. That's why we intend to cut the head of our ego off. Not because the ego always is bad. Ego in the chair, in a cow, in a dog is good. A dog without ego, what is a dog without ego? A depressed dog? There is not. It will die. Because the dog should be the dog. But when it comes to me, yes, I'm an Adam. But I started with being Adam. I want to be human, which is not the Adam, it's not the animal part of me. So the animal part of me is my problem, because it doesn't let me go. Because somehow it's connected to me. That connection we're talking about. Yes?
All beings pasture on this meadow, whether they be rock or errant horses or even asses. And he that has not regarded becomings as from that sea, at every instant turns his face towards a new point of orientation. He has drunk salt water from the sweet sea, so that the salt water has made him blind. The sea is saying, drink of my water with the right hand, O blind one, that thou mayst gain sight. Here the right hand is right opinion, which knows concerning good and evil whence they are. O lance, there is a lancer, so that sometimes thou becomes straight, sometimes double.
You see, we arrive at the moment that you, walking and living, you said you are like a lance. There is a lancer. Somebody started you. Somebody put you in motion. Yes, you are moving, but you didn't start by yourself. There is a lancer. Therefore, you should understand that whatever you understand is not independent or isolated or separated. There is always a part which is connected to this, and you don't see it because you don't look deeper. This all is for you to understand some other kind of connection, which again is illogical, unprovable, but it's the strongest. Here we come to love. Yes?
Through love of Shamsuddin, I am without claws, else I would make that blind one see. Hark, O light of the truth, Hasamuddin, do thou speedily heal him to the confusion of the eye of the envious?
Here it's not envious, because envy is not that bad. Envy will raise your chemical stuff, and you will compete and all that. But when you envy something, you appreciate that stuff. You want to have the same. Here, the word is jealousy. And this, I don't know how you say it in English. Help, here, bilingual. How do you say pekuliye cheshmesh? This is a Persian expression. I could say it like this, that, you know what? There is this assembly, and there is this group of three who are trying to interrupt this assembly in a way. Okay? Then I'll stand up and say, hey, my friend, this assembly is going to be disassembled. Help me to reorganize it. The hell with this tree, let them eat their heart. Something like that. In Persian we say it with the blindness of the jealous. Because the jealous fellow will get blind if you bring out the beauty. You say, try to bring out the beauty, let the jealous one be blinded by the light of it. That's what the meaning is, and as expression works like, let them eat their heart.
The quick-acting tutti of majesty, the darkness killing the remedy of the recalcitrant.
Again?
I don't know what that word is.
Oh, you don't know what tutti is? Who knows what tutti is?
I don't know.
Not the Iranians, come on. This is a Persian word that maybe even those fellows around Nicholson didn't know it, so they imitated it. The word is tutia. Yeah. And tutia is Persian. Is, I believe, Indo-Persian. It's like this. This is a little plant, no, not plant. What do you mean, gya? Botekuchak.
Shrub, maybe?
Shrub, something like that. With a couple of leaves which will come out and will settle down on the earth almost. They are big, open. Then there is this, at the center of it, there is a very tall and tender cylinder which comes up. Then there is something on top of it, the size of half an almond, twice an almond, a flower, very fluffy and purple. Okay, this is called tutia, and normally nobody even looks at it. First of all, because it doesn't grow everywhere. It needs a very, very extremely harsh, cold weather. I'll tell you why. During the night, do you remember this steam, which the steam is like one of these straws we drink. Imagine a straw, then at the top of it that flower. In the night, during the night, this steam will start to evaporate some chemical stuff. And that chemical stuff arriving at the surface of the steam will freeze. It looks like the steam is covered with the white powder, because that powdery stuff is frozen chemical stuff came out of the plant. If you want to look at it carefully, your breathing will make it disappear, will go away. So it's very difficult to handle. Because the ingredient is that fine, 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 in Persian language, when they want to say some extremely fine powder, they will say tutia. Okay? But everybody knows that tutia is the medicine of the eye. And it works like this. Because the powder is very difficult to handle, some of these dervishes will go around and will carefully take this steam and will dip it in some fluid. After a couple of thousand times this, some powder is in that fluid and they use it as a medicine. Is that enough? Or you want a little bit more? A little bit more is like this. When I was 11, some catastrophe happened in the environment and I had some reaction to that. I started to have a tick. My tick was this. I felt that my eyelashes. My eyelashes will go and will stick together. So I had difficulty. I should do this to open my eyes. He took me to the doctor and said, there's nothing wrong with the eye. And the eyelashes, they don't stick. He feels that way. Yes, I had long eyelashes. And doing this made everybody nervous. Especially in classroom, because I was the guy who was always at the blackboard and talking and always doing this silly stuff. And the only remedy was my father beating me. And it didn't work. So one day he was telling a dervish that, yeah, please, Qurrahat does these nonsenses and we don't know what to do with it. Problem of the eyes. Why don't you use Tutia? Where could I find one? I'll take you. We'll go together. How about it? Hey, Joe, do you want to have a trip up there? Yes. And my cousin joined a group. We started to go there. Everybody believed in this dervish that my father didn't know. But he had a good friend that my father knew and said, it's okay, it's not like that. They took me to use Tutia. We climbed to the mountain, we had a small camp somewhere. Then we started the next climb, 2 o'clock in the morning, midnight, after midnight. To arrive there before the sun, because when the sun comes up, these will evaporate, finished. There is only one small window of opportunity early in the morning before sunrise. We arrive 1 hour before sunrise. All the equipment, everyone, and I'm following the little boy, they are grown ups. The first thing they do normally when they go to the mountaineers, they put their food in the running water to use it as a fridge. So we arrived, the cousin of my mother did this, we had this special pot and we put it in the water. Turned around, that the wish was behind. Started to say, don't do something. We didn't know what he's talking about. He arrived in about 4 minutes. And I said, what did you put that in the water? I said, I want to keep it cold. Now open it. They opened it, it was frozen. So this water is running because it's running. If it stops, it freezes. Don't you understand? Then he carefully chose 2 of these plants close to each other enough and with a very sharp razor blade, first cut the flowers. Then at the bottom of the seed, and he handed it to me, said, when I say go, you put both of them in your eyes, close, do this. Can you do that? I said, yes. I was very careful and said, go. And I put it in my eyes, I closed my eyes, and I put it up. And nothing happened. I handed it to him and said, another one? I said, no. Go sit down over there. I went and sit down by that fountain. In less than a minute, it was like 2 hot iron was in my eyes. I started to wash it with that water. They said, doesn't matter what you do, you have to sit down. It doesn't go away even with that water. Sit down. I sat down, I don't know, for something like 5-6 minutes maybe, even more. To me it was 2 years and a half, something like that. Then suddenly everything cooled.